Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dwayne Harshaw here tonight, giving honor to God for life, health, and strength, thanking Him for a new month, a new opportunity, a new evening to be able to be live on the Block Talk radio program tonight, the ministry of encouraging words. I do thank God. I'm a little under the weather, but yeah, still going through, because God is blessing me to be able to do what has to be done regardless to the situation. I have to continue to keep my focus on Him to see me through all things. I thank the Lord for all of the listeners that may be listening, the callers that may call in. Truly is an honor and blessing to have you with us tonight on this ministry program. Spiritual talk, scriptural based, knowing that God is all in all. We're going to have our prayer request and then get started. I want to remember all of my clients that ride with me through the job that I have. I want to continue to remember my companion, my family, our relationship, our home, children. Just want to continue to remember Bishop R.C. Bryant, his family and loved ones, for what they're going through this time right now of losing their son. Just continue to remember each and every one of them in your prayers. We want to continue to remember the bereaved family that's going through, all of the sick and needy that need your prayers, all of our ministry, all of our leaders, world leaders as well as nation leaders. All of our rest home patients, that they have good providers within the rest home. Just continue to remember our police force, all of our children, grandchildren, great-grands. We just want to continue to remember each and every one as a whole, even the names we don't remember. Our prayer line for Wednesday night, each and every one of those family members that are going through something, continue to pray for each and every one of them that's interceding for someone else, because God is working still yet, no matter the troubles, no matter the hard times. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you do remember the Logan family as well. Touch them in their bodies, with their backs, Lord. Just continue to bless them in a special way, dear God, because, Lord, you know what's going on in their lives. We honor you tonight, and we thank you for everything that you mean, everything that you have done, you are doing, to see us through, Lord, the struggles and the pains and the suffering. We just got to hold on and trust in you, Lord, and put it all in your hands, because we know who the source is of all things. And it's you, Lord. We can do nothing without you. We bless your holy name, and we want to continue to say thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy, for giving us grace, Lord, to go through. We ask that you bless the sick and the needy, dear God. Touch them in their bodies where they need to be touched. Strengthen them, Lord, where they need to be strengthened, dear God. We ask that you just touch all of the bereaved family tonight. Some is grieving. And, Lord, it's just so hard when you're going through grieving over someone or some situation. It's not easy, Lord. But, Lord, you know how to see us through, to comfort us, give us strength to go through, and continue to help us, Lord, to do your will. We ask that you bless each and every one of our prayer warriors on the Wednesday night prayer line that continues to intercede for each and every one by scripture. We ask that you continue to bless our Bishop Armstrong, dear God, in the name of Jesus, in a special way, Lord. Continue to strengthen him in all that he does, Lord, all of the traveling, all the things that he has on his plate, dear Lord. We ask that you strengthen him in a special way, dear God. Continue to help us, Lord, to look to you, to all things. Put you first in everything that we do. I always call on you, Lord, when we need you, because you already know what we need. You just want us to ask, Lord. We thank you for your love, your kindness. We thank you for how you've looked over us thus through this week, Lord, through the start of this new month, dear God. We ask that you continue to bless us through the rest of this weekend. Bless us as we go forth through the night and the time changes, Lord. Because, Lord, you know all about it, dear God. We honor you and we praise you. We lift up your holy name and ask you to bless each and every one that may call in tonight, each and every one that may be listening in tonight, Lord, that they get a word of encouragement in the name of Jesus, dear God. Because, Lord, that's what we're here for, to encourage and do your will and just continue to trust in Jesus, knowing that he is our all in all. Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And we have that in Jesus, Lord. We have no excuse, Lord. You've already given us everything that we need. Christ has already done it all, Lord, sitting on the right hand now, interceding for each and every one of us, Lord. We already know what we have to do. Repent of our sin and believe and trust that Jesus is the Christ. And repent and ask him to be the leader of our life, dear God. And just walk in the light. We thank you, Lord, for everything that's been said and done. We thank you for everything that you continue to help us and see us through. Open up our eyes spiritually, dear God, that we may think about spiritual goodness, spiritual things in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We ask that you bless Johnny from Hardy's, Lord, her and her husband, the things that they're going through, dear God, the struggles with his health, dear God, and the things that she has on her plate, dear Lord, that she have to deal with. We ask that you bless her in a special way tonight, dear Lord. My sister Robin, dear God, bless her spiritual growth, that she's continuing to hold on, Lord. Bless her with a diabetes, dear God, and strengthen her in her everyday life. We thank you because we know that you're able and you can, and we have faith and hope in Jesus, knowing that you are all in all. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory and honor belongs to the Lord. No good that we've done, but he is the source of all living, all life. The scripture is Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. This means when we're going through sickness, pains, going through situations with the loss of a loved one, going through situations with a family member or someone around and about, no matter who it may be, we're struggling and suffering from the pain of someone not respecting you, or someone feels that you're not worth anything, and putting you down in a situation to where you don't mean anything. We have to lift our head up as God's people, trust in Jesus, knowing that if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to go through. He's the only one that can see us through and strengthen us in our life. No matter what sickness we have, we have to be thankful anyway, thanking the Lord, because so many other things in our life that we don't look at, that he's doing, and we face that problem or that suffering that we're going through, and we let down because God hasn't done something else that we're praying about, something else that we're calling on his holy name for to see us through, and we forget about everything that he's already done and what he can do, and we focus on that situation. We lose focus spiritually, the enemy start talking to us, making us think and become unbelief in what God can do, what he has done. But when the Holy Spirit intervenes and let us know, our focus has to be on Jesus no matter what, then we begin to see things in our life begin to get better. Things in our life give us a thought of mind to realize that God is good no matter the struggles, no matter the pain. He sees us through it anyway. You know, I could have easily said tonight, because I'm not feeling good, well, Lord, I'm just not going to do anything tonight. I'm just going to call and let them know I can't do it because I feel so bad. But God give me the opportunity to feel good enough to come on here and do what he has for me to do. I pray and I ask him to give me the encouraging words to say to someone that may help them. And in the meantime, it will help me too to draw closer to what he has for me to do. I have another scripture, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. It says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. It's letting us know that if we wait on the Lord, he will renew our strength. That's when we're weak and we feel like ourselves getting better, if we're sick, getting stronger and stronger, and we know that God is lifting us up. He's given us the strength to do what needs to be done, to be able to know that it's him seeing us through. And we don't have to sit back and worry about these things because we're down and out just for a little while. Feeling bad doesn't feel good. But what we do know, Jesus has our back. He has our every thought in hand. He continues to know what we need when we need it. And when it's his time and his will for that to happen, things will be better. We can look up and say, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you, Lord, for what you've already done. Because we know that he's working in our lives. We know that he's given us the strength that we wouldn't have if it wasn't for him. So we have to trust in Jesus no matter what. We will not go wrong trusting in the Lord. I've found out many times in my life as I've gave my life to Christ and I read the word and the things, the promises that he has said and given and the things that he give us, and we pray for that understanding for him, that we may be able to talk about his word to people, to share the gospel, to share the good news. Without him in our lives, we have nothing. Without him in our lives, we have no thoughts of anything good. It said all good things come from above. Definitely don't come from the evil one. So we have to realize that Jesus is the source of everything and the only source that can see and will take his people through. We know that he said all souls is his. That means the sinner man and the saved man. He said, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. So that lets us know, if you don't get it right, and you don't repent, and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin, and ask Christ into your life, you're going to face the second death. And I don't even want to be here for the second death. If I'm not resurrected and my time comes before the resurrection, I'm going to be ready when he comes back and live the life that he's given me to live, because I want to rise when he calls my name. I want to be with Jesus and our Lord and Savior, with God Almighty for the rest of my life. Living this life, knowing there'll be no more sickness, no more pain, no more worries. We won't have to worry about this whole world anymore, because God is going to purify it. We're going to be able to live throughout eternity if we trust and we live and get our lives right with the Lord. It's like one of the ladies I work with. This lady, she posts on Facebook all the time good things about God this, God that, and out the other side of her mouth, she's cursing and doing all kinds of mess besides that. So this minister she worked for, she got upset and had something to say. And the minister stopped her in her track and told her, said, wait a minute. Said, I'm tired of you every time you come around. You're speaking God this, God that, and out the other side of your mouth, you're using foul language, cursing and doing all of this and that. Said, you either for him or you are against him. Well, she didn't have anything else to say after that. But the minister stood up to let her know she's heard this over and over again and seen it over and over again. It's all about God when things is going good. But when you get upset and get mad, you start using the language that's not of God, acting the way not of God. And she was just getting, if you don't live it, just don't say anything. Get out of the way. Let somebody that's willing to live it, go ahead and live it. Get out of people's way, because this is real. When we are living for Christ, it's nothing to play with. He has done so much far and beyond for us that we are undeserving of, and that he still shows his love, his kindness for us, doing, seeing us through the struggles, knowing that we couldn't do it without him. And we're going through suffering. The Bible never said just because we are Christians that we wasn't going to suffer. Jesus suffered, so why wouldn't we suffer? I heard a lady say, why am I going through all of this? And she says she's a minister. And her sister's a minister, and she told her, said, why not you? Said, Christ went through it, so why not you going through something? I told her, I said, the thing is, you got to get your focus on off of what you're going through. It's hard sometimes to get your focus away from what's going on in your life, but I realize if you can get your focus on the Lord, talk to him, meditate on him, his word about that situation, it will get better. In time. Time brings about a change in things. We want to rush and want things to happen now. But that's not the way it is. We have to realize God is not on a timetable. He is time. Whatever the situation is, we're on a time base. Excuse me. So we have to realize trusting in Jesus and the Lord to see us through whatever situation it may be that we're going through. And everybody's going through some hard times now. And everybody's struggling through some situations now. And it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It's a praying time. We have to put everything before the Lord, trusting, having hope and faith in him, knowing that if we continue to trust in Jesus, everything will be all right after a while. Isaiah 41 and 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So if God is letting you know this, what he will do for you, why are you worried about the situations on things that's not going right in your life? What he said back then, he means now. Do we have enough faith, enough trust in the Lord to believe it? He's letting us know this is for our trust and belief and faith and hope in Jesus, knowing that he has already let us know. Why are we fearing? He said, I am with you. So if he's with us, we look to him. He's not with us for no reason. He's our help through everything that we go through. We can't go through life without Jesus. When I think about when I was out into the world, doing the things that I was doing worldly, not about in the world. My mom used to talk to me. I went to church young growing up, got away from it, turned back. But my mom used to tell me and talk to us about the Lord all the time. So as I got older, it wasn't that I didn't know. It was that I was enjoying my life so much that I didn't want it. But she didn't give up on me. She didn't stop praying for me. The saints didn't give up on all the children. They was praying for everybody's children, theirs and everybody else's. The kids back then had respect for what happened back then. Each and every family was willing to take care of all the families, whether it was your family or not. They did for your family the same way that they would do for theirs if you was over their house. You had to act right. And whatever they said, that was it. Because if you didn't listen, they had the right to go ahead and whoop you. And when you got home, you got another whooping. So the thing is, life changes. Man-made laws have messed up everything in the world today. Because they're making the decisions, they're making the changes from God's word, God's law, God's will. They don't even accept it anymore the way that they should when making decisions with the laws and at the council meetings and the things that they do. Because if they did, this world would be a better place to live. But all it's doing is going down, getting worse and worse. All of the people that's supposed to lead this world, they're fussing, they're fighting amongst each other, can't come to a compromise, can't come to anything together. And we're sitting back saying all of this stuff happening, and nobody can change it but God when it comes down to it. People don't have respect for one another no more. We have to realize God is the source for everything. Everything, no matter what it may be. We trust him. We hold on to him. Psalms chapter 40. I got one more from Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 43 and 2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. So this is letting us know we're going through hard times. We're going through situations. And no matter how bad it seems, God's got our back. We don't have to worry about it. He's going to see his children and his people through. He wants to see how much faith and trust we have in him. He's the one that we got to trust. He's the one that we have to hold on to. I'm going to read one more scripture and open up the mic. Psalms 9 and 10 says, the Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in time of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. And those who know your name put their trust in you for you, O Lord. Have not forsaken those who seek you.
Okay.
We put our trust in them. If we put our trust in the Lord, why are we not trusting him? We say, Lord, I put my trust in you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Ask you to bless me, Lord, through this situation. Do this and do that for me, Lord. And just as soon as it gets so hard, you look and you forget about the Lord. You're worried about it. You're going through it. Seem like nothing in the world's helping you. Seem like you just can't get by. And you're letting the Lord go. Don't let go. Don't let down. Hold up the standards. He says, wait. And when we have done all that we can do, stand. He told us just to stand. And when we've done all we can do, just stand. Stand and wait on the Lord. He can provide. He will provide. He will heal. He will see us through if it's his will for whatever needs to be done. We asked him to let his will be done. Not my will, Lord, but thy will be done. In whatever situation that comes about, let your will be done in my life, Lord, that I may continue to trust and follow you, that I may do your will, that I may continue to have hope and trust in Jesus. Strengthen my faith, Lord, because I'm weak right now, and I need you. And he will see about you. You can believe it. I'm going to open up the mic right now. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
How you doing this evening, ma'am?
I am absolutely wonderful. How are you doing?
Praise the Lord. Doing fine. A little bit under the weather, but God is good, and all the time God is good.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
We're going to give you some time to go ahead and reach out there and give some encouragement and everything. And whatever you would like to put in or say, the mic is yours.
Okay, well, just wanted to reverberate what you were saying. There's nothing too hard for my Lord. He is the same point. He is the average. He is the messenger. He is the source. He is the song goal. He is our everything.
Everything.
He is the one thing that is the true thing. There's nothing that he can't do. And nothing he won't do.
He is all
and
all,
no problem. Anything for us.
Yes. We trust in him no matter what, because the thing is, he knows all. He sees all. He's all present for all. So no matter what we do, we can't run. We can't hide. So we just might as well own up to it and trust him and ask him to see us through our suffering, our pains, and just put it in his hands.
Oh, yes, because I'm going to tell you, here's a true standpoint. There's nothing like
yes.
him because, I mean, he's brought me from my long way. I haven't been out there in the world like most people, but I've been sick. I've been down. I've been hurt, but our Lord knows he's been right here with me. There's nothing that he can and won't do for us. He will step in whenever nobody else will step in.
Yes,
he
will.
He will anchor whenever nobody else will anchor us.
One thing about it, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us.
Amen.
And I believe that with all my heart, because without him, I drive in my car sometimes, excuse me, and I'm riding down the road and I turn my radio off and I just sit and I have a talk with the Lord. And I mess around and I'll pick my hand up and wave it while I'm talking to the Lord, and people's passing by like they're looking at me like they wondering what I'm up to. But it don't matter to me what people see or what people say. as long as it's a conversation between me and the Lord, and I'm having a good spiritual talk with him and praising and worshiping him, everything else around me does not even matter. Because he's the one that sent me through everything that I've had to go through, everything I'm going through, and everything I'm going to go through if I hold on and have faith and trust him, knowing that he is the only source I have to make it in this world.
That's
we have all of our loved ones around us and everything, and we love them, and they love us, but they're only limited to the things that they can do for us. But God Almighty, he is unlimited to do for us anything. He is not limited. He can do for and beyond and above anything for us that we could ever imagine. He can make the impossible possible in our lives. When we look and we see, I just don't think that been able to happen. If he wants to make it happen, he can do it. And can't nobody change it.
Amen.
When he has a hand in it, can't nobody change it.
No, nobody can change it.
Yes,
people
I
try,
love the Lord.
People try to do above and beyond, just trying because they fell before they even start. They fell before
That's right.
It means you know, trying to do it. And the thought of trying to do it. That's
yes.
why Satan and his workers are going to be cast into the fiery pits of hell. Because
That's right.
they are devilish, they're demons and they're devilish, they're mean, they're selfish, they're unruly,
so true.
They're unjust, they're mean, they were demeaning
yes.
everything to divert and to create chaos and create unsettlement.
That's right.
They will ruin people's peace when people let them. They will ruin
so
people's lives if people let them. Because I was ministering yesterday and I was telling them, I said, you know, people have a knack for trying to get in my Lord's way. They try to
so
do
true.
Whatever my Lord does because they act as if they'll never die. And that's a sad thing. People
that's
act
right.
as if they will never die and never know because, like, there's only two places to go.
That's right.
Earth is out of reach anymore. When you leave Earth, that's it. And Earth is going to be gone, too. So Earth is not going to be here like it is now. Earth is
yes.
going to be purified. It's going to be changed and purified for the New Jerusalem to come forever.
That's right. It's going to be cleansed.
And that's what we're going to
for
be.
A new world. And we're going to be a part of it. Us that trust and believe and wait on the Lord,
we're
going to have
trust,
an opportunity
to
be
honor.
A part of it. It's like Bishop R.C. Bryant always says, he always says there's only two places, and you're not going to miss both of them.
Exactly.
One way or the other, you're going to make one of them. It's your choice, though, on which one you want to make. He gives us opportunity and self-choice to be able to do what's right and live what's right, but we make a choice in our lives, and then when our choices and situations don't come out to be what we think, then we look on the Lord and start blaming it. Well, Lord, why'd you let this happen? Lord, why'd you let that happen? Well, it was your choice. He gave you your own free will, you know, to make these decisions. He didn't put us on a situation to where he say, well, if you don't listen, I'm going to make you do this. I'm going to make you do that. Now, if he wanted each and every one of us in this world to be saved, all he have to do is speak the word, and everybody would have to be saved. But he didn't choose to run our lives for us. He chose to give us an opportunity to want him, an opportunity to want to serve him. An opportunity to make that choice for ourselves. We either want to be saved or we want to live in the world and do the worldly things. And I tell them, even though I'm God's child, Christian, living in this world, I'm not of this world, because the worldly things that used to be, they're out. They're gone.
They're never to be resurrected again.
That's right. It doesn't mean that I'm perfect by no means, and I don't claim to be, but I want to be as perfect as I can be in the eyes of the Lord and do His will.
That's the only thing that matters, because I ask the Lord every day, I just want to be perfect in you. So tell me
yes.
You have to be the perfection that you want me to be. So that's my premise. I have to live according to His will, His way. I can't, it's no longer me. I tell my Lord, I said, please take my free will, because it's all for you anyway.
Yes.
Because He gives us free will, so we won't say that He's forced us to do this or He's forced
us
to do that. It's our free will, it's our choice. And it's amazing
because
to have
people blame
free will.
Him enough as it is for their mistakes.
Uh-huh.
And then when things happen and it don't go their way, it's always, why didn't God? Somebody told me one day, said, all of this death and stuff going on around the world, said, why don't God stop it? I told him, I said, the thing about all of that is everybody has own free will. And God is waiting for that certain time to come. He's in the midst, and it's His will. Whatever happens, He's letting happen. And we don't have a right to question why or whatever, God, why won't He do something about this or that? Well, when you start questioning situations, maybe you should look at self and say, well, why come I'm not living for God? Why come I'm not trusting Him? And I thank You, Lord, that I'm not in that situation, Lord. I'm thanking You for how You're taking care of me not to be in that situation or whatever it may be. He's blessing us. We see a lot of things around us going on and happening, but we're not there in it. And we don't know why it's happening, but one thing we know, we serve a God that can do any and everything that He wants to and He chooses to do. And He don't need our help with none of it. All He needs us to do is praise and worship and trust and believe in Him. If we do that, our part, that's what we need to do. Because I look at that situation, I hate it. I hate that all of that stuff's going on over there. But there's nothing I can do to change anything. Give me the opportunity to do what I can do. As far as what you do, it's not nothing to do with me, because I can't do God's work.
I'll be right back.
But, you know, we just have to keep carrying on, because if we don't hold on to everything that He has given us in our lives to do or say, we won't make it. I have a verse here. John chapter 14, verse 1 says, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So it lets us know we have to believe. If we believe in God, we believe in Jesus. We have to believe in Him too. In order
for us, we
cannot go through without trust and belief in God. And Romans 8:18 says, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. So the glory that is to be revealed to us and the suffering we're going through now, it can't, the suffering cannot compare to the glory which is in our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus and what we're going through now. When we meet Him in the air and we get our glorified body, knowing that He is our all in all, our elder brother and Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has come and did what he's done for us. Didn't have to do it, but he did. And he didn't question it one bit. He seen us through. He was willing to do it so that we would have the opportunity. And people can talk and say what they want to. You have one or two thoughts in your life. You either want to live it or you don't. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Everything has already been done for us to receive this salvation. And I tell people, even though I am not perfect or claim to be, I have something perfect that lives within inside of me, a perfect salvation that was given me. So there's some perfectness in me. I might not be perfect, but that salvation was perfect, that Jesus died and shed his blood and was buried and rose again and ascended back to the Father. That was a perfect salvation. And he gave us an opportunity to share it. So I look at people, I say, I may not be perfect, but I have a perfect salvation within me. So that's why I try my best to live as perfect as possible. I may not reach that perfect life, but I got something perfect to strive for. And I'm going to keep on going and keep on going, keep on trusting, keep on holding on until one day I'll be able to say, thank you, Lord, and to look on his face and to see the piercings in his hands, his feet, his side, that he died for me, suffered for me. And I go to think about all of that, and I said, Lord, I just thank you. Because he loved us so much that he was willing. I tell him, I said, we don't look at the things that he's doing around our life. Even when we're going through down times, sad times, suffering in our body with pain and aches, we're thinking about those times right off, but we're not thinking about the other things around all of that that he has continued to do and bless us with. You know, I can get a pain in my leg and I dwell on that pain, but I never think about, well, Lord, you woke me up this morning. Lord, you give me a new breath. Lord, you give me eyes to see. Here I am thinking on this one little old pain and you done did everything else for me to go through. And I have to ask him to help me, Lord, to get my focus off of this because of everything else that you've already done for me. And then I start to feel better because I have my focus on him.
Well, it's easy to lose focus. It's very easy to lose focus whenever you're dealing with pain and stress. It's so easy to lose focus. But what you did was perfect, because you did it, my Lord. My Lord, you did this, all this for me, and I'm not thanking you for all that you've done for me. I'm just tuning into my pain. So just help me, please help me. And you know he's right there. He is right, not right there. He's
so
right
true.
Here. Okay, right here. He is so phenomenal.
True.
He is so outstanding. He is so understanding. He knows the
ways
and the ways of our life. He understands what we're going through. He maneuvers according to the way that will help us.
Yes.
Not that we're perfect in no way. I'm perfect in him. I'm not going to deny that. I have faith in my Lord. Because I have him. I have his Holy Spirit. I have his love. I have his devotion.
Yes.
Because he's devoted to us in each and every way. So I have frustration in him. I'm perfect to him because I am here. And we have to do our personal. Salvation is personal. Salvation is the one thing that is the true thing. Salvation is ours personally. We have to hewn in on it, and we have to take it personally. That's why I say,
yeah,
my Lord, my Jesus, my Holy Spirit, because it's all mine. Because it's mine, mine, mine. And I'm theirs, theirs, theirs. I'm theirs, theirs, theirs.
That's right.
And every single day, it's the same routine. Thank you for waking me up. If I fall back to sleep, because I'm awake like 4 o'clock every morning.
Yes.
So I fall back to sleep about 6:30. So when I wake back up 7:38, thank you, Lord. Thank you for waking me up. Thank you for my food.
I do, too. Every night when I go to bed and every morning when I wake up, I thank him. Because he has taken me through a day, woke me up before that day, and then he blessed me to get through it to be able to lay down through the night. So I thank him for it all. I acknowledge him in every way. I meditate on him through the day. Because so many people out there is so negative anymore when you get around them. And you hear them talk, and they're not even have a thought in the world what God has done for them or how God has sent them through and taken them through. And then I'll switch up as they're talking to me, and I mention something about the Lord. And then they say, you're right. God is this, God is that. But you wasn't thinking about God. Somebody had to bring God up to you to bring to your attention the goodness of the Lord. With all of that negative stuff you was talking. And then they start to, whereas they start to respect a little bit more on what they say because they know you're not living that worldly life. And I have to talk to them and cut them off and let them know. Well, you know, I had one guy talking about Christians, and I told him, I said, well, I'm going to tell you what. I'm a true Christian. I believe. I have hope in Jesus. And we got to talking. And he said, well, you know what? He said, you sound like you are a true Christian. He said, I'm just talking about there's some, the way that they treat people and the way that they talk to people would make you think that they're not Christians. Because he said, I grew up in the church and things like that. And, you know, some people can see in other people that's supposed to be living for Christ and the way they react, their actions, their words, and the things that they do. And if the sinner man is looking at this in you when you become a Christian and you're not living up to what you're supposed to live, they're seeing it and they're talking about it. Even though they're not living it, they have an idea if they grew up in church or how a Christian's supposed to carry themselves. And some of them, they can be a sinner. They read the Bible and things like that, and they see and they hear stuff. And they react on it. And I told them, I said, one thing about it. I said, I don't just claim to be something that I'm not. I said, when I say I'm a true Christian, that means that I live for the Lord. My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is the one that has saved me and turned my life around. I'm not out there just for show, form, and fashion. I'm out here to live it, share it, and do the best that I can through life in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to let you know and anybody else that come in contact that wants to know that he can save you and change your life because he did mine. I tell them about my life. I don't know about nobody else's life. All I know is the ones, and the Bible lets us know them that labor among you. Well, if you're around the saints, and God's people, then you know. You come in contact with them, you talk to them, and you know. But if you're around people that you don't know, you want to evaluate and see how these people live, their reactions, their response, and things. Because, excuse me, I told somebody, I said, denominations of churches is not what gets you in heaven. I said, the Lord lets us know to be holy because he's holy. If you're living a holy Christian life, don't matter what denomination you are, you got to live right regardless. And if you're not living right and you're living off of your denomination, then you're going to hell anyway. You're not going to make it.
Uh-huh.
You got to live off of the word of God, what the word says. If you're not living that word and claiming that word to your life, then you're lost. Do you believe? That's the main thing. And if you do believe, how do you believe? And if it's not according to God's word and his will, you're not going to make it. We got
That's
to get
true.
It right. That's what we live for, to live again. I told him, I said, I'm living to live again. I said, I don't want to be lost. I said, after I've learned about the Lord, after I've learned his word, learned how to live, how to trust and depend on my Lord and Savior, I don't want to go back. The world has nothing for me to go back to.
Uh-huh.
At one time, I thought that was all I wanted. I enjoyed it while I was out there because I thought that was what I wanted in life. But when the Lord got my attention and let me know, it was time for you to make a decision. And I tell them all the time, Lord, I thank you for helping me make the right decision. Because if it hadn't have been for you, Lord, I don't believe I would be here right now. But he had something for me to do. He changed
yes,
my life and saved my soul. Give me something to do, and I enjoy doing it the best that I can. Not good or perfect with it, but the best that I can. I can't do it like somebody else, but I'm not supposed to try to do it like the next person. I got to do it the
now,
best
that
the Lord gives
to me. We
don't
emulate nobody.
We
got to do what we do.
Yes.
Yes.
We have to be self. That's
uh-huh.
right. We have to be self. As long as we do what self can do, that God gives you to do within yourself, that's all you can do. If you try to copy somebody else on the way they do something or whatever, well, you're not being real. You got
uh-huh.
to be real with yourself and do what God gives you to do. And if you do that, he'll
exactly.
help you. And he'll see you through it. That's why he lets us know he would never leave us nor forsake us. What did he say to Moses when he wanted to send him back? Moses talked about, well, I'm not a good talker and this and that. God told him, said, don't worry
mm-hmm.
about it. He'd be with them. Then he even gave him his brother Aaron to go back with him to talk, you know, help him talk for it. So he let him know, you don't have to worry about how you talk or whatever. You just do my will. I'm there for you to help you and see you through it.
Oh, yeah.
That's just like Sarah and Abraham. What'd Sarah do? She wanted to help do God's work because she didn't have a child. Give Abraham her maid and everything. And tried to help do God's work. What happened? Caused a big mess out of it. When we try to do the
uh-huh.
will of God and take God and just take advantage of what and take for granted what he has done, and we try to do something on our own, we mess up.
Yes, we do.
And then we got to turn right back around and say, oh, Lord, help me, Lord. Forgive me. I messed up, Lord. Forgive me. Then you have to ask him for his help anyway. So why are you going to go and try to mess up first before you ask him for his help first? He's there for you to help you, to lead the guy you through, to guide you through and by the Holy Spirit. And you just have to sit back and listen. And when he puts something in your heart and mind and soul, all you have to do is say, well, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because I'm beginning to understand. But if you're too busy with your mind and your mouth everywhere else, you can't understand.
Uh-huh.
You can't hear the Lord speak to you. So we have to realize.
You have to be self. We have to let self go.
That's right.
Okay, I want to read something to you. This is what
yes.
I do, okay?
Yes.
Romans 12
That's right.
and 5.
Yes.
I got to enlarge it a little bit. So we, being many, are one body in my Christ, and every
That's right.
one member of one another. So I leave off the Christianity part because people take Christianity to a different level than what I'm comfortable with. So I say, from here, I say the body of Christ, for the body of my Christ, because I'm not letting him go for nothing. Because people taking, I look at all these haters, people hate you because of who you look like, or what you drive, or where you live. They hate you, and they say, I'm going to church. I said, mine. I'm doing it.
Yes.
I'm not doing everything right. But they would rather see you dead than hang you
That's right.
So I live out Christian. I am a true body of my Christ. I am true
part
of their body.
That's what it's all about.
There's no lingering, and there's no mixing. I have to stay whole. I have to stay firm. I have to stay active.
Yes.
Because he is the one to turn to. You can always, no matter what time of day or night, you can always turn to him.
That's right.
If you people in the world, he's got time for you. He's got time for everybody. No matter
Amen.
What situation, no matter what the problem, what day we have
That's
to do.
Right.
My Lord, please help me.
One thing I've learned over the years, that if we meditate and keep our focus on him, we know that he is real and alive and well. Because when the spirit starts to let you know that he's real. We're not out here as Christians to try to show off that I'm better than you or you better than me and all of this and that. We are here trying our best to let people know about Christ, how good he is, what he can do for us if we let him or ask him or pray to him and we're willing to put it in his hands and leave it with him. We can make it. But when we get in the way of self, caught up in self, we mess up everything. And God sits back and let us go ahead and do it because it's our own free will. He's given us to do it, knowing that we're going to mess up. And then when we mess up, we go back and start calling on him. But you know, he loves us so much that he still don't hold that against us. Now, if that was man hold it against you. Man talk down on you. And let you know, well, if you hadn't have did this and you would have did this and did that, then you wouldn't be in that situation. If you would have listened to what I told you and all of this and that, then that's the way man is. But God, he opens up with an easy heart, heart of love, heart of peace and joy, comfort, and he just goes right ahead and do it anyway. Don't even get mad at us about it. Like man would. So we know we serve a good God. We know he's worthy to be praised. We know that he can do anything but fail.
Amen.
So that's why we trust him with all of our heart.
And with all our minds and with all our soul. We have to do the trusting. But I want to say something.
We got about 90 seconds, ma'am. You
want to
pray us out?
Yes. Precious, glorious, my Lord, I come to you humble as I know how. Thank you for another day's journey, Lord. Thank you for the podcast.
Ma'am.
Thank you for being available to be on it.
Yes.
Thank you because you've been there to bless us to be together. Thank you because if it had not been for you, I never would have made it this far. My Lord,
Savior,
my love, thank you so much for all that you are and all that you've done. Bless each and every one that's on the line and each and every one that will listen.
Just
touch us completely. I want to live according to your will, your way. The perfect salvation is in me.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you so much. Yes, I pray
thank
in
you,
the mighty, holy, glorious name of my holy, glorious brother. Amen, amen,
Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We do honor and thank each and every one for tonight that the Lord has blessed us to come together once again. Knowing that he is our all in all. And without him, there's nothing. He is all that we need to make. everyone shalom. Hope everyone be blessed. And love each and every one of you.
Love you too, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Shalom.
Shalom.